All right. Let's...
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to play that again. Get the volume up on this one.
She's wasted.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't, yeah, it's tough to make out.
It's a great clip.
Yeah.
I clipped this little bit off the Inside Edition. There was a...
yeah, fill us in on this incident, Nick.
There was
yeah,
a woman
this,
of...
What's this local news story?
There was a DWOC... drunk woman of color who that's ran the, over. Yeah, what's that, Adam?
That's what the police refer to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
As yeah. They call them out on the.
Last night at around 2:30 in the a.m., there was a black indigenous drunk woman of color who crossed over the median and tragically ran overized officer. What's this fucking Greek retard's name?
Dude, no.
Come on.
Do you know
dude.
His name?
I
his
don't.
Body isn't
exactly,
even cold yet.
Because it's fucking...
I know it's a cop, and we all want to pile on every cop.
Well, you know
dies.
What? This is we can make an exception
we
here.
We can make an exception mm-hmm. for one Hellenic,
Hellenic
style police officer.
I need to hear his name.
It's like apostrophe, comma, period.
Dude,
something.
I need his real name, dude.
It's Anastasia...
Yeah,
no.
His name's
yeah.
Princess.
No,
Anastasios. What a gay name!
That's not a gay name. That name means yeah. resurrection.
He's it's named right. after the princess, dude.
No, he's named after the princess. Lord coming back.
It's a girl's name.
He's got
Anastasios.
It's got anus in it.
I changed my mind.
What's his last name?
I changed my mind about this guy. Stop! I'm sorry.
Sakos.
Anastasios Tsakos?
Tsakos.
Yeah, Tsakos. No. Tsakos.
Anus Stasio. Yeah.
Also, too, I love the picture of him because he's got, like, he brought his own hat to the police
yeah,
department.
Yeah, it looks, it honestly
wow,
looks
like a special hat.
He brought his own, like, leather daddy, like, Greek.
It
okay.
does look like a Greek a
now
Greek
I'm back
head.
On his side. Okay, mm-hmm. wow.
No, I mean, he looks like he's cruising here.
Why is he wearing?
This
wait,
is Vinny in the nightclub.
You clicked out of it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look. That's Vito. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. He literally had his own little hat.
Mm-hmm.
They let you bring your own little hat?
In case you think that's just one picture of him.
No,
he wore
he's in every single
every
picture.
Every picture, he's got that dumb little hat on.
R.I.P. Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
This he is was so killed by a drunk driver.
This is so
woman.
ACAB except the Greek ones.
Exactly.
I think we can all agree.
Yeah. Do you have, like, local, like, in Chinatown, the Chinese... NYPD? Do you have local
do we have,
Greek ones?
Yeah, we have local Greek patrolmen in Astoria that just have a little badge on their dirty wife beaters.
Yeah,
they just come outside. They just come outside. They're like, "Hey, what you doing over here?" Eh? And then they just shoo, shoo the fucking young.
They do a lot of shooing.
The youth love to shoo.
They love to shoo.
Anyways, this guy was run over like a week ago, I guess, to him. Is there some like accident or something? And he was
Jesus.
Like directing traffic. Somebody hit him while drunk, and I didn't pay attention to the story because like immediately the New York Post is like, this is what happens when you protest the murder of an unarmed child
right,
by
right,
the police.
Right, right, yeah. right. If Antifa ever, will be getting drunk and running yeah, over
if
the police.
If you say it's bad to shoot a three-year-old in the face.
yeah, because he had a stick of gum in his hand.
Then this is the direct result of that.
The gum was wrapped and it was silver and metallic yeah. like a gun.
Yes.
But anyways, this came up and just the clip of that lady being loaded, doing the perp walk being loaded in the back of a police car and the reporter asking, where were you coming from? And her in tears saying, I was coming from the studio. I do a podcast.
Before oh, shit.
The door slammed uh-huh. shut in their face.
And this is a really tough issue identity wise for me.
Right.
Because on one hand, you have a police officer, no. bad, mm-hmm. but he's Greek, good. And on the other hand, you have a drunk driver, bad, but she's a podcaster. Good.
Let me spin it to you the other way.
I was saying podcaster bad.
Yeah. Drunk driver good.
Drunk driver good.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's yeah, your. Yeah.
If we're talking
see,
about
that's how I feel.
This is different identities.
This is how
you
I
know
feel.
What I'm saying?
I may have had my skin bleached, but I'm still a black man.
right. Right. You mean you may
not
now
drinking.
Be a podcaster, but you were in your heart, you're a drunk driver. Is that what you
yes.
mean?
Yes. yeah. Honestly, though, I mean, I hear this woman's story, and the podcast thing disgusts me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. podcasting.
It's humiliating to say that to listen.
As lazy as it is.
Yeah.
And how materially rewarding it is for how little work you put into
right.
it. Uh-huh. It's still the job.
Yep.
Yeah. Drunk driving is the revolutionary act.
That, yes, oh, I see.
Yeah.
This is us. We still have our shackles. Me and Adam. You have the me and Adam need to seize the means of production.
Yeah. In what way?
To topple mm-hmm. the boss.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm.
So we need to get him.
We've
drunk.
Been organizing.
We need to organize.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find like a lady with huge tits that works at a factory.
That's awesome.
So I can squeeze the queens of production.
Okay, her mm-hmm. tits are the queens.
Yes.
The queens. I'm trying to suck the queens of production.
Squeeze the queens of production.
An empty ah, fuck.
Why'd you scratch stop?
Get
the cat
ass.
Fucked me up, dude.
Why'd you scratch stop?
You're coming over onto my side of the couch.
God
damn
it.
I'm getting my own guard animal, dude. I'm going to have a fat little
you're
raccoon.
You're going to have cat scratch fever.
I'm going to be Ted Nugent.
Fever, dude. No, she's been scratching lately. I don't know what's up with
what's
that.
What's up, bitch? I thought we were having
she's
a nice
acting
time.
Out. She's
I
being was, a fucking adolescent.
Yeah. I was fucking petting you and everything.
You were being nice to her. This is why I don't like these animals. These
hey,
cats.
Come on, relax. Cats are
very
good. Like
very
cats.
Jewish style.
I didn't take my allergy pill. Also, I just realized before I came.
Well, I brushed the cat, so I mean, I didn't even know you had to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
She was throwing up everywhere, and there's a bunch of hair in it.
Mm.
And then you know
she does look cleaner.
Yeah, I got a. There's yeah. so underneath the regular fur, there's all this like extra, like an undercoating.
Interesting.
Is that dander?
So she was just covered in like dreadlocks, basically. Yeah.
She does look nicer now, but
I
the,
dread
she,
like
did fucking, yeah. she did it's fucking very funny scratch
to,
me.
It's very funny to get a cat from the street, and they're doing worse in here than, than they would outside.
Damn, dude.
yeah, and she loves that brush.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bitch scratching me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Luckily, my skin is thick.
Anyways, back sure. to this.
And it didn't break blood.
This
cop killer.
This black lady.
Mm-hmm.
So... You
this
know,
Greek killer. Can we please not bury the lead?
Seeing that she has a podcast, it's already like, oh, damn, that's...
can we
this
listen
is how it
to
ends.
Stop looking
at
my hand, bitch. You're yeah. not going to scratch me again. Yeah, that's right. Get the fuck off the couch.
This is how it ends for all of us. But then they got a hold of, like, I guess she had done a podcast episode where she's saying, fuck the cops, fuck their families and their kids.
Damn.
And then
I support free speech.
And then
yeah.
that's the night. But I don't even think this was like a, it wasn't like a woke podcast. This wasn't like, you know, fucking Ray Sani, you know, mm-hmm. who like got drunk and ran these people over.
Right.
It was just like, she had like an internet, it wasn't even a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some like rental space, yeah. I guess, in East New York.
It wasn't plugged in.
I don't know if
anything.
She's, yeah, I don't know if she pays money to go there. I mean, either that or she's involved with it in at least like a, you know, like, if she is involved in it, like, as a, like, business partner, then she's probably contributing to the rent of this fucking space.
Right.
But this is a place where they go and they record, and then it just gets broadcast to, like, Facebook Live.
Oh, like an internet radio show.
Yeah. Which is like, it's so sad that that's like filtered down to the level of just some like regular ass like black lady from Long Island thinks she needs to have a podcast.
Of course, yeah. Dude.
And then driving to East New York to do it.
Yeah.
And this, that's like what you would do if you were trying to buy heroin.
Yeah.
You're like a suburban person that's like, yeah. you know, like doing heroin to piss off your rich father.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You drive to East New York to like, you know, smoke crack with a pimp.
Yeah.
Like traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's what's happening, but it's a podcast.
I'm gonna go talk about the New York Times opinion section.
Yes.
In East New York.
Yeah. So this lady was already living such like a pathetic kind of like L catching life, and then like hits this cop, which again is like she clearly didn't intend to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. She was just drunk.
She's just fucking drunk.
Your Honor, I plead innocent due to reason of being getting absolutely blasted.
Yeah. But to like, to I mean, like, it's like Gil from The Simpsons. But like, yeah. to already have, to live a life where like things are already kind of like, you know, stacked against you with like, I don't know, systemic issues. Right?
Sure.
but then be like the same, like to the same degree of a loser as like a like an energy drink gamer guy.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have it's the punch. Same rung of society.
You know, yeah, exactly. Cause it's like you can't, how pathetic you have to be to get like no mm-hmm. either. There's like no, again, there's no like spiritual or like kind of like cultural redemption for a person mm-hmm. that's like that much of a loser.
Of course.
To already be, have that bad of a hand dealt to you.
Yeah.
To be like a lame, poor black
man. I know. Who's podcasting yeah. to Facebook Live?
I mean, it's a podcast on Facebook. A podcast that somebody told you you needed.
Yeah.
That you didn't even want.
Right.
She's expanding her brand.
That you woke up. Like, somehow you wound up in a place where you're driving 3.5 hours, sitting in traffic on Grand Central Parkway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, to a, for a thing you could and, do with just yeah. your computer at home.
Right.
Driving off your phone.
And driving, iPhone headphones.
iPhone dude. Headphones. Yeah. yeah. iPhone. You could do it off a phone. You
yeah, literally.
Record it off your phone.
Driving the wrong way in rush hour traffic.
Oh, God.
To be exploited by yourself, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the one time you happen to get drunk and say, fuck the police.
Yeah.
You like run over like the Mr. Rogers of cops.
Yeah. The just one a cute little cop. Greek guy.
The one
just with a sailor hat. With his own.
Horse. Right.
With his own bespoke sailor Greek yeah. hat, cop hat.
Yeah. Because just prior to that, there has to be like it's
a
like
a pillar of the community.
You probably mm-hmm. can't even like understand it, but with everything going on, and it's like because I feel like that's who like all of like the like you know like corporate lib like inclusion messaging works on. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
when they're like, oh hell yeah, the bank said like Black Lives Matter. And it's
right,
like,
right.
I guess things are gonna turn around for me at the bank that I owe $80,000
right,
to,
right, right.
because they illegally opened accounts in my name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the middleman.
Wells Fargo yeah. says, we're going to stop overcharging black people yeah. for 3 months.
Wow, Equifax said this guy in Tennessee is bad who like criticized uh-huh. trans people.
Right, 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 right.
You know, it's like maybe things might work out for, you know, and it's like.
In honor of Black History Month, we will be approving every payday loan this month yeah, in yeah, February.
to like, you know, so you, like some sense that it like might work out. It's like very like kind of like. Pursuit of happiness kind of shit. And
yeah,
then,
but it's podcasting.
But it's pod. And then you run over.
she's in the fucking bathroom with her son yeah. doing a podcast.
Doing a podcast. The bathroom door lock. What are you doing? Are you doing a podcast in there? Someone's at the shit.
She's like, quiet. I just wish I had the confidence of a mediocre white man.
God.
Yeah.
That so that podcast never. She never even got a chance to see if it was going to take off.
Mm. What if it was awesome, dude? What if we?
I want to get. I know it's going to get submitted as evidence now, but I would love to listen to that episode that dropped.
Yeah,
right before
I watched some of it. I mean, you go oh, it's find out that, there. That clip. It's probably off. I'm not on Facebook, so I can't go look.
Oh, it's only on Facebook.
Facebook exclusive.
See, yeah. Listen, I know she's in jail right now, but if you get out or if you have a phone in
we'll
jail, you're
you
listening to
Stitcher.
The show.
Let's get you on Stitcher.
But you need to go across platform. You got to be on multiple platforms.
What if we mm-hmm. offer to buy her podcast?
let's
and
add
just
her.
Run it on our.
We're starting a network.
Feed.
We're starting a network. Listen, we're
the
not
drunk
just the
lady
show
that
anymore.
Killed a Greek cop.
We're the new. New Gas Digital.
Where the fuck? Yeah, watch okay. it, Lewis. We're coming for you, motherfucker.
Yeah, Lewis. If I swear to God, Lewis, if you try to sign this bitch,
we are gonna have problems, bro. Dibs. We call dibs on her
shot.
Podcast, and
shot.
That's something you must understand. Gas Digital. That's one of the Ten Commandments over there. Is you call dibs.
Shotgun that bitch.
Yeah, dude.
She's also like. She's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah?
Is she?
Yeah.
You didn't mention that.
No, we're
that's
really
a, that further complicates
well,
this.
Yeah, because you're gonna ruin. You're gonna
this incredibly nuanced
that.
Story. What?
You were gonna like ruin the whole vibe. And
no, because I was gonna be too horny.
Yeah.
The lascivious. You know that is one of the oldest tropes, Nick.
Mm-hmm. And it's fucked
it's
up.
It's a canard.
It's a canard.
Which sounds
what's
like
a canard.
I don't know, but
it's
it makes
duck.
You hungry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? That's
well,
why I
don't
didn't,
know.
That's why I didn't bring it up because then Adam would say
and
canard.
And I started thinking of types of sandwiches.
And we'd have to stop the show because you're trying to get a duck filled with custard.
Dude, that sounds
it does
good.
Sound like a candied duck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I haven't had duck in
have
quite
have you ever
some
had
time.
Duck l'orange? Yeah.
No.
It's like orange duck. Fantastic.
Jessica mm-hmm. Boat. Yeah. Look at. I mean, she's like, she's kind of hot, but then she's like dressed kind of slutty. On mm-hmm. the. during the perp walk.
Let me take a look mm-hmm. here.
That's the other thing, too. It's like,
your son, welcome.
Now, at this point, it's like just complete, like, projection. None of this is based in reality.
Right.
Not that any of the other shit I said is either.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman's probably a millionaire.
Yeah, that would be funny. Probably,
whatever podcast makes like $800 million.
That would be awesome.
But
it was Two Dope Queens, by the way, the podcast. Yeah.
Turns out it was Ray Sandy. I thought it was a different... having an overabundance of caution.
Oh, she's
anytime I... even if
let
it's
me see Adam. Adam, let me see, because Nick's over here fucking taking too long.
What do you mean taking too long?
Because I'm trying to see this woman, dude.
And I'm trying to waste time.
She's dressed hot.
Let me see. Dude, free her. Free her so we can sign her to fucking Cumtown Studios. Yeah. Although, like I said, this is a complicated issue for me because there is a Greek man in the ground.
Mm-hmm. They bury Greeks?
Of course, dude.
Uh-huh.
I thought they put you on a boat and shoot arrows out of fire.
Yeah, look, here she comes. Here she comes, Miss Kilcops, 1998.
Damn, that is Jessica's a cute little hot fit.
With her ombre hair.
Free her.
You know she sucks dick.
Because she has ombre hair.
You know she sucks dick.
If that bitch has ombre hair.
Miss Kilcops.
She'll suck your balls.
She's 21.
Drunk driver says, fuck the police.
Oh, so what? Damn. I'm glad I noticed that now. But
what?
The
Adam's mic's been off the whole time?
No, the phone input has been off. But hold on. Don't say anything for a second. Let me see if...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But okay, now it works.
It still records the master channel, but its individual track is not recording, which is fine. Which means it does. But now Mill's here.
Dead. What do you want to say to the officer's family? Where are you coming from?
I was coming from the studio at the podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude.
She's hot, dude.
Yeah, I would. Your Honor? As a Greek man.
Oh, God, look at the car. But she fucking erased that guy.
Yeah, she fled the scene. And then she's like, you know, she's been
she's
indicted and arraigned or whatever. So the charges were announced. And it's just, it's like 13 different charges.
Yeah.
It's just, your shit is fucked. And then I love like just reading, like I'm not on Twitter anymore, but I like just reading like people's responses to things that happen. And finding the funniest ones. And I sent this one to Felix the other day. Somebody responded, come on, hurry up, you fucking piece of shit.
Here she is.
Mrs.
Look at these two fucking meatballs that are like doing the perp walk with her.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking monsters.
Mm-hmm. Damn, she's fucked.
Yeah, right this way, ma'am.
This guy... good work. Stuff that animal in prison for a good 15.
Stuff that animal
in prison for a good 15. Life over. We'll be on the streets after that, begging for cash. Nice. Love stories like this where their life is over.
That's crazy.
That's what you love, huh?
I love
a story where someone dies and then the other person is punished and their life is also ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw this one.
I bet the guy who left that comment has never drunk driven. By the way,
There was some article about like Tucker Carlson's like I don't know, there's some vaccine reporting system. I don't know what it is, but he like said so he was like citing things in it. And there's like I guess anybody can submit to it. So there's some article about that, and somebody replies, "Anti-vaxxers are dangerous people," and it's been favorited 35 times. And then someone responds, "Dangerous and bad."
What a fucking
people are such fucking losers.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's good to fucking clear up, man.
Dangerous and bad.
Thanks dangerous for adding- and bad, by the way.
Love stories like this where their life is over. Uh,
good news is she'll be hailed as a hero.
She's gonna be the cock of the walk over in the ladies' penitentiary.
I got one more for my weekly tweet roundup.
Okay,
this is a Los Angeles Times story that says there is a clash between the medical establishment and the fat acceptance movement.
Yes, thank God, finally.
It's like, if you say so. And then so this guy, James McCarthy, responds, there is a severe difference between people who are fat/overweight through inaction, mm-hmm. me, and those who are overweight due to a legitimate medical condition, my girlfriend. It's like, there's these fat people awesome. Living together, and the fucking, this poor man being berated by his fat as shit girlfriend.
Yeah, she has to be fat.
I don't have a choice, Eric. I have a medical. I would be hot. But because of science, I'm relegated to dating a fat, lazy piece of shit like you. Who I'm different than.
Who I'm better than.
And he's like, yes, queen.
Yes, you're right.
You're right. May I please have a piece of pussy.
May I please have a piece of whole pussy?
May I please have a crumb of pussy?
Let me get that full fat, that fucking buttermilk pussy.
Mm-hmm. There is a severe difference. Between people who are overweight through inaction, me, who are overweight due to a legitimate medical condition, my girlfriend.
What did he say after?
A doctor calling you overweight or obese isn't trying to degrade you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It is science.
Yeah. We got to follow the science.
My balls are actually obese.
That's what they said.
That's what the doctor said to me.
If you lost weight, your balls and penis would get smaller?
No.
No, that's what
they're
the
just medically obese.
And your balls and your penis will get small. Little boy balls and your penis is a little boy's too.
And my dick's in your pussy and my ass and in your mouth. Oh, damn. I had some good ones this weekend because I was with the boys, but I forgot them.
Mm. What, tweets?
Songs about being gay and shit like that.
Was your brother in town?
My brothers were in town.
I love that.
My little brothers were in town. We had Eldest in the mix.
I've had nothing. My brain's been shut off. No fun thoughts.
Really?
Although I woke up the other day and I was imagining like a black eye, getting excited to watch that show, The Blacklist, for the first time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's fun, dude. Yeah, that's fun.
That's what we got our own damn list.
Yeah, fuck Schindler.
And it just like comes on, James Spader being like, I often say that solving a crime is the same level of satisfaction as matching the perfect fedora with the perfect scarf.
And they're like, okay, I'm with you with the fedora shit, but
this list ain't black. It's not even a list.
That's true.
We can't even have our own damn list.
I have to say, fedora, you know.
I've never seen that show.
My dad liked it.
I imagine that's what
it's about. You're about right.
Yeah, it's for dads.
I've only seen the things on the subway.
Dante Nero was in it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played a henchman.
For who, CBS James Spader?
I don't fucking... I mean, I haven't seen it either. I've seen it
before. James Spader's a 10 spy, at I time. Believe. And he has witty comments.
I saw like one of those.
I think he's a criminal that now works for the...
Oh, he works for the spy.
I saw
you
like,
can't really trust him.
I saw like a 30... Because like
he might be still...
Regal,
that's a good-ass show, dude. Yeah.
I saw like a regal first look about that show before it ever like premiered. Yeah. And I was like, this is one of the gayest things.
You actually have a regal first inch, and it's your only inch, and it's about your penis.
But it's regal?
It's regal. It's nice. It's but royal. It's 1 inch. I didn't say it wasn't regal.
I wasn't really expecting that.
The truth?
I'm going to get back to this. We're coming back.
You really knocked him off course, dude.
I'm going to continue my book report on the Blacklist.
That's fine.
We're
going to
have
a discussion
about this later.
I didn't mean to knock you off your little fucking thing over there. I just was stating a fact that was interesting.
Back to your fat. And the Blacklist, the show produced by...
NBC, I think.
NBC.
I think it's CBS.
Was it CBS?
CBS.
I'm not sure.
It's funny, NBC, you know, they were around and CBS came along. They're like, we'll do what NBC does, but I think N is a little too harsh. Let's dial it back and we'll go C.
I don't think I know what you think it stands for, and it's actually National and Columbia.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And mm-hmm. and ABC is not the newest one that is the most progressive.
Ape.
No.
Is what?
No.
Oh.
No.
No, I think it's America.
African-American broadcasting.
American broadcasting company.
African-American.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's African.
When, when they got blackish, AABC.
Yeah.
No, that's not it, Nick.
Mm.
It's not. And they were all named after types of animals.
What's going on with the indigenous communities these days?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I think they're kind of trying to get kind of they had they took a bunch of L's for a lot, like a couple hundred years, and they're trying to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, COVID also fucked them pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what they're up to now. Just trying to stop pipelines.
They're drinking.
Did they have buildings?
Yeah.
Native
yeah.
Americans?
Yeah, they had Adobe. Adobe building.
Didn't the fucking Mexico have those big ass pyramids and shit?
No, that was the those were the sorry those were the like indigenous
first peoples.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean in like America, like in the United States, like did the Cherokee have
like a?
Because I feel like the American version. This is again America's just being lazy.
Yeah.
The indigenous people of Mexico, yes, they have a proud, rich history.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The American Americans, Native Americans. Mm-hmm. Bunch of lazy fucking.
No,
they kind of ruined it
for
everybody.
They made pueblos, dude. Because
imagine you're a
European. Southwest.
Southwest.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
come
yeah.
over here, and the first people you meet, they're like, we've been here thousands of years. And you're like, where do you live? You're like, oh, you know, we're doing like an REI
around.
Thing. We're camping. Mostly sort of camping.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, well, this isn't your home.
Listen, you weren't chopping heads off on a pyramid.
Yeah.
You weren't doing apocalypto shit.
Yeah. You weren't tossing virgins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you have a god? Yeah, it's like the wind.
No, that's yeah, not as no. cool.
There's got to be like a pedophile. There's yeah. got to be multiple of them, yeah. like cool.
You have to have a creation myth where you were born mm-hmm. out of God's ass. God's
no, it's like the wind head. And corn.
Yeah, no.
Maize?
That's God.
Come
yeah.
on, bro.
There's different colors mm-hmm. of corn.
In the Northwest, they have totem poles.
You got to paint with
that's
all
fucking
of them.
Tight.
That's something that they built.
In the Northwest?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a building.
Well, it's like a
Can
stick.
You live in it?
You can't live in it.
Yeah,
that's not a building, dude.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Or know. If you can't live or get pussy in it, it's not a building.
Mm-hmm. And the teepees, they weren't even like shelter so much as like they just wanted to like hot box.
Yeah, they were trying to blaze.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
They were legalizing it.
Yeah. yeah. They just wanted to go in there and
smoke the peace
share
pipe.
Share a peace pipe.
apparently, there's something called longhouses,
wigwams.
Were there cities?
No, it's just a big wigwam,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
So Nick respects the Mayans and the Incans mm-hmm. and the Aztecs, I suppose.
They had chocolate over there, too.
They made Whoa. Up chocolate?
The Mayans were fucking going buck wild mm-hmm. on some yeah. chocolate.
Legalize wow. it.
Yeah, because Rick Santorum got in trouble for, he was giving some speech somewhere.
That man's still
like,
around?
Yeah, he was like, when the Europeans came over here, Native Americans had absolutely no culture whatsoever. And we had to invent all of the culture. And then, like, fucking, like, Chris Cuomo had him on. He's like, I got a real problem with this tough guy.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, and then Rick Santorum's like, that was taken out of context. What I meant is that they did have culture. A lot of it. And, and that's what I meant.
yeah.
Chris Cuomo was like, okay.
Good. Well, that's good. Even though the speech was called, mm-hmm. fuck Indians.
yeah.
Why?
I'm going to still call him that.
Rick Santorum, he was a senator, right?
From
and
yeah,
now he just and he just lost and now he's still around. You
he's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they let him on TV. I think he's yeah, Pennsylvania,
he was from, like the middle of the country.
No, he's a Pennsylvania
he
guy.
Was yeah, he was super Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I remember about him is that
we should find him and suck his cock.
Yeah, I'm gonna suck.
That
your
would
dick.
Fuck with him, unless well, he's one of those secretly gay
what's
guys.
His name? They
no,
made
but Cuomo is. Do you know
which
that?
Cuomo?
The news guy.
Well, he's too hot to not be, dude.
Is he?
Oh my god!
He's a
yeah.
hot
Do you think
ass.
He was? And this is Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
He was having a sexual affair with the Greek cop that was...
No, yes. Stop it. Stop, dude.
Yeah, and his, and so, then his can brother... We,
some things...
His brother put yeah. in the...
Guys, hit. Come on. Mm-hmm. So, there's limits to mm-hmm. everything.
His brother put it... He called in one of his...
He was called
in, he called in one of his contacts at Black Lives
Chris
Matter.
Chris Cuomo's thing is he has a... He has like the
oh,
a
so
wall.
Are you saying
this is his fetish? He has a wall, like a stall wall from mm-hmm. a men's bathroom. With
yeah,
a,
he got
a
it.
Hole cut in it, and he carries it around to the highway at the middle of the night. And he loves to just set up
right.
shop because yeah. the danger of getting hit by a car while he's sucking cock.
So that's what makes him really cum.
That's his thing.
It's not enough to be gay.
But he has to do it in the middle, and under the cover of darkness.
Right.
So, well, that he's not caught.
So you, do you think Chris? So you saying Chris Cuomo was out there?
He was
sucking,
out there sucking that guy's dick.
The slain officer.
Again, this is unsubstantiated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about
allegedly.
This?
And then he was saved by the wall. The bathroom okay. wall actually protected him.
All right. I didn't want to get into this because yeah. I wanted to respect the privacy and as right. a fellow mm-hmm. patriot.
Yeah.
You're on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Keep digging.
Yeah. Anastasio was about
He's like,
to
guys, look, I'm getting my penis sucked by a girl.
You'll never believe it. His mouth is like a girl's mouth.
It's on the other side of the wall. There is a girl.
He was about to go public with the news that Chris Cuomo's mouth is like a girl's mouth.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Cuomos couldn't have this.
Yeah, yeah.
So they hired
Andrew.
A Black Lives Matter plant.
Andrew, who's
by the way,
who's one of the top officers in Black Lives Matter.
Who's the absolute
top.
Uh-huh. And by the way, check this woman's background. She's hot. Mm-hmm. What was she doing in her 20s? You can't tell, CIA.
Yeah.
Yep.
She just happened to go. Yep. She was studying abroad in Nicaragua.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her cover is she's a podcaster from Long Island that drives into
yeah.
Brooklyn.
She was podcasting in Nicaragua. Come uh-huh. on.
Come on.
She was fucking CIA.
Yeah.
So this woman kills Anastasio because yeah. he loved getting his cock sucked by Chris Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, we probably should erase this because this is mm-hmm. going to get us killed too.
I don't yeah. like yeah, I don't like having this on the record.
Chris, mm-hmm. you mouth it like a pussy, to my Where you learn this stuff, right? This mouth, they feel like pussy, right? Yeah. I can't wait to taste your ass too, see what it feel like.
Chris showing up at CNN wearing the little hat.
Yeah.
We're like, Chris, where'd you get that? He's like, I'm not wearing anything. It's none of your business.
I had COVID.
Boy, push the Chris Cuomo, Tio Reo, fucking pipa mupira.
2:30 in the morning, in the middle of the highway,
sucking his cock
through a
with a stall
with a doll, a door that's just falling.
With a door he took from Yankee Stadium before yeah. they demolished it. Some people wanted the seats. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm gonna take the bathroom, the handicap stall wall.
Joe List is like, hey, mind if I get that door?
It's mine. Yeah, Joe got
this. Yeah, this is a casting a wide net here.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy so crazy enough that it's true.
It goes all the way to the top. Mm-hmm.
It's true. So, and by the way, Andrew Cuomo is just gonna skate on asking women to hug him. Seems like and yeah. killing
also
everyone.
Killing
how could he
killing
everyone on
and that
COVID.
Cover up gets worse and worse every time. Yeah, they, but yeah, no, of course, there's no consequences for
wild dude yeah,
for anybody.
Oh my god!
And it's like not—he's not even like a politician anyone liked. That's the other thing. Yeah. He's not getting away with it because it's like doing a charm offensive.
But
everyone
got,
hates it.
We got legal weed out of it.
That's true.
Basically, we got legal weed and COVID.
I want mushrooms.
COVID vaccines for all.
If you're listening out there, press them a little more. Let's get mushrooms.
Yeah, let's get some mushrooms. And let's get sneeze next up.
Nah, I'm
let's
good.
Let's get
on
some
that.
Sneeze.
I'm good on sneeze, dude.
Let's get some heroin going.
Pills maybe, yeah.
Pills.
But I don't know about actual.
Let's get some pills. Dude, legalize pills.
Legalize pills.
You can do it. You can snort the light brown kind.
Not interested, but thank yeah. you.
The only one you have to inject is the
black tar.
Black tar, yeah.
I don't want to do heroin. I think
no. I don't want to.
Honestly,
do it.
Dude, I think you'd love it.
I think I would be a good time, but
yeah.
You know, I don't think I need that. I'm too weak-willed as it is.
Yeah.
I have a hard enough time not eating
oh,
candy
okay.
bars.
Well, so this is a good segue to what I was I didn't tell you before the
show.
Yes,
you were teasing. You were teasing.
Man, segues keep getting gayer and gayer, don't they? The first ones came out, and you're like, this is the fucking gayest shit I've ever seen. They're like, well, what if we took the handlebars off?
Oh, the hoverboards. Are those segues? I guess. Are they made by the Segway Corporation? I thought they shut down the whole operation after that guy killed himself.
I thought they shut down your ass after it got so wide that...
they didn't shut it down.
They drowned a bunch of...
I just got a
in the
that's right.
I just got it so
they thought it was a lake.
They thought it was.
I got a.
I thought that's what got shut down.
No, they thought it was a lake, but it was actually your wide open asshole.
I got
Oh, did you say Segway? I thought we were talking about Begway, and it's your asshole begging for cocks to make their way inside.
Okay, all right. No.
Clean. Now that's a clean piece of business right there.
All right. Begway. Okay. All right. That was
you're like just. Lean forward. You're just, it's not gay. You find the rec man and you bend over and you put your ass inches away from the tip of their penis and you say, just lean forward.
Just
it's
lean
not
forward.
Gay.
It's not gay. You're
it's really gravity is gay.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a couple of straight guys subjected
to Isaac
strong
Newton, who was
nuclear
gay.
Forces. Mm-hmm.
Who was gay.
He was gay.
He made
that's why
gravity.
I was good at math.
Yeah.
That's how I figured out gravity.
Created
gay gravity.
Isaac Dudeston.
I suck Dudeston.
Was his name, but it sounded like Isaac Newton because he was deaf.
Yep.
I think. Yeah.
And they're like, what are they saying? Mm-hmm. What's he saying?
This deaf guy is crazy.
Mm-hmm. He
loves
he's a virgin,
dick.
Though. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
actually, he was... The story is he discovered gravity because he was sitting under an apple tree and a bunch of guys were beating off on his face.
Yeah, and he was so gay. He couldn't wait. He was doing the calculations of how long it was going to take for the cum to fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he figured it out, dude.
I suck him up with sperminal velocity.
Yeah.
That's the limit of how fast nut can travel.
Do you think if two guys beat off and busted at the exact same time and it's pointing down, if the one's sperm swam faster, they would get on the ground faster?
No. What? I guess it would be the velocity of the blast.
Answer the question seriously.
Yeah.
Just as an opportunity for him to recall fifth grade math.
Oh, no, I wasn't good at science.
I wasn't good at it.
What were you good at?
I liked history and government.
I was good at history and government. You have to pick something.
I was social studies.
I was good at that stuff.
I liked learning about the great men.
I was better at you than you
the power brokers.
No, yeah.
The great men of the past.
The power chokers.
The power chokers.
That's you, choking in powerful moments.
Choking on a powerful man's cock.
Okay, so...
the power choker.
Mm-hmm. So, I went to dinner...
Sat him on the Jumbotron. Behind the Chris Cuomo wall.
Well, was it you the whole time? Are you framing Chris Cuomo behind his gay sex wall? His portable gay sex wall?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Anyway, go ahead, Adam.
So we got a call. I was in the car coming back from dinner on Saturday night. I had a lovely Mexican food dinner.
Very nice.
No, I'm not. It's not important to.
Sorry, you're setting
nice
the
place.
Scene.
If anyone's in
an upscale,
if anyone's in Long Island City, Costa Enriquez.
You're in Long Island City.
I don't
get a call.
I love all the nice places to eat here in New York City, but what I really enjoy is the rice places.
Yeah, that's true, Andrew.
To eat.
Thank you.
Wow, man, you're in Long Island City, Queens. You don't even
say,
buzz me.
I want to say
I was like by the creek.
I want to say R.I.P.
How is that story?
I'm close. I'm to a 15-minute bike right away.
I want to say R.I.P.
Well,
to the...
Well, we should go sometimes. Very good.
What's it called?
The police officer.
Casa Enrique.
Casa Enrique.
Yeah, nice place. Well, it was like date night. I was having a little bit of a date night.
I put on a shirt.
That's you know,
cute.
We had date night. Anyway, so we're driving back. We get a call. We're like, there's this like really rich person's house with an open bar in the West Village, and like we like some friends, someone I knew was there.
Yeah,
which who was it?
Well, I'm not saying names right now.
Is it someone I know?
Yeah, you've met all the people. Yeah,
rich person. Is it someone I know?
The rich person? No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
This was a.
It's
this
not
was
the
a,
guy I'm thinking of.
Who?
This is you a. You know who?
Who?
It's not that guy.
All right.
It's not. Go next.
Okay. So we drive to the West Village, and we're, like, outside of this, like, it's, like, a $8 million townhouse, like full house in the West Village.
Damn. Jesus
Christ. And so we're outside and we're like, call someone to let, like, open the door, let us in. And this guy comes up to us and it's like, you're in that neighborhood and like you, it's, you know, you play the game where it's like a hobo or eccentric billionaire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The taste test.
Is the taste
Adam,
test.
How Adam plays.
That's what it is.
So this guy, like, inconclusive.
Yeah.
So this guy. Gotta try again.
Yeah. So this guy comes up to us outside. He's like, hey, what's up? Like, who do you know at this party? And we're like, our friend's like.
Yeah, who do you know at this party?
He's wearing a velour tracksuit, a Rocky t-shirt.
Is it Andrew Dice Clay?
No, it's not. A Rocky t-shirt. No, but he seems he's like an old New York kind of guy.
Gotcha.
You know? Rocky t-shirt and then like leather, like slip-in loafers.
Respect the fit.
And he's like, hello, my name is Randy. I'm a filmmaker. Then he like immediately starts Weinsteining.
Randy Quaid?
No, it's not. It wasn't Randy Quaid. I would say if it was Randy Quaid. Mm-hmm. He immediately, we're outside like waiting for our friend to come down, immediately starts Weinsteining my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And he's like.
Raping her?
No. He's like.
No, sorry. He starts cucking you.
No. He's like.
What do you mean Weinsteining?
He's like,
what
are you? He's like, are you an actress?
Oh,
he's like,
I see,
you know, have you ever thought about acting in a film? You know, like doing that. And I was like, oh, God. Okay. All right. And she's like, yeah, no, I don't want to be an actress.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I'm a filmmaker. Like, you know, you seem like you could be like a star. Like, if you want to.
Awesome.
I was like, okay, great, whatever. Who cares?
And then you said, you say to that guy, oh, really? What other stars have you like created?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't questioning his fucking bona fides. I just wanted to get inside because there was an open bar.
You know, anyway. Who else wanted to get inside?
Randy. So he's like, and then there was a. He's like telling us that he drives a Maserati.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, I don't know the people at the party, but I live across the street and I have a loft. And we're going to have a little bit of an after party at my place. And that's when the drugs are going to come out. We're going to have a fun time. And I want you guys there. I want the two of you guys there.
Awesome.
At my after party. And we're like, okay, Randy, that sounds good. So we get let in. We go up. It's like, it's not a big party. It's it's... Maybe
this
tops.
Is Randy's after party.
No,
this is the original party.
The original party. Mm-hmm. It's like tops.
So Randy's not inside. He's just
no. Randy comes in with.
Oh,
us.
He's just. I thought he was outside trying to poach guests from the other party.
Randy comes inside with us.
Cool.
You know, I think he's just like a neighbor that hears the party happening or mm-hmm. something.
He's like, I could rape somebody.
He comes inside and there's tops 20 people there. There's like servants.
Jesus.
And then like
Christ.
It's a party for like 40 and 50 year old. Like rich parents,
right.
You know, the women are wearing.
So you
like,
felt right at home.
The women are wearing gowns. Hilarious. No, I was wearing a hoodie. Like,
well, the age wise,
yeah, Adam was
age
wearing,
wise. They were in my.
Adam
they were
was
in my
wearing
demo.
A gown. Also.
I was wearing a gown.
He's wearing a see through nightgown with panties on,
and people still couldn't see his penis.
So so I walk in. I'm like, I don't want to talk to this Randy guy. He's annoying, but like whatever. So he comes in. He like. Goes up to the bartender. He's like, can I get a margarita? And then he makes this big scene. He's like, what the fuck is this? This shit is too spicy. Can you make me a normal fucking margarita?
Jesus Christ.
He's going around.
He's saying he doesn't know anyone at the party, and he's just going to be a dick to their bartenders?
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck is a too spicy margarita?
He said, why you make this so spicy?
That's awesome.
So he's going around. He's introducing himself. He's working the room. I'm just watching this guy work the room.
Of course.
Because he's like kind of transfixing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back to me. He's like, you know, I'm a filmmaker.
He didn't actually say that this many times.
What?
He didn't actually say that this many times.
What?
I'm a filmmaker, just starting every sentence.
No, he said he was a filmmaker and that he lost $7.8 million in Madoff and that he drives a Maserati.
Hell yeah. $7.8
million in Madoff, but he got every dime back.
How?
I think Madoff gave it back to him or something.
Awesome.
Okay, so he's like, meantime, I looked him up online. I'm like, there's nothing on IMDb about this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, this guy's lying. He's walking around lying. So he comes back to me. He's like, you know, have you ever been in film? I'm like, no, I'm not in film. And he's like, so, you know, I got a script in development right now. I'm a producer. I wrote it. I'm going to direct it. I'm also going to star in it. And I was like, what's it called? He's like, the working title right now is Confessions of a Former Crack Addict. So, I was like, oh, that sounds good. He's like, yeah, it's been a project.
Confession number one, I got a Maserati. Confession number two, I lost $7.8 billion.
In Madoff.
To Bernie Sanders. But I got it all back fighting. I made it all back beating up bums.
So we're like at this place. You know, I go outside for a cigarette with a friend of mine. And Randy comes down. And he's like, listen, guys, I was just in a fucking cab from Upper East Side. I have a fucking Gucci wallet I forgot in the cab. It's like, you guys wouldn't mind giving me like $10, right?
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
So we're like, okay, bro. So
I left my Gucci wallet in the cab.
So my friend gives him $10, right?
Yeah.
And so then he's like, all right, I'll be right back. He comes back. And he just takes a fucking crack pipe out and he just starts hitting rock.
Wait. He comes back from where?
From this car. He gets in a car. He buys rock. He starts hitting rock.
Wait, so he
rock
borrowed the money explicitly to buy crack cocaine? Why is the movie called Confessions of a Former Cop?
And then he's like, listen, I don't do crack anymore. He's like, as he's about to like light up this crack cocaine, and I'm like, Isaiah, well, it looks like you're doing crack right now. He's like, this is base. I'm freebasing cocaine. I don't do crack.
That's incredible.
So he's hitting rock.
Yeah, sorry, you can't buy enough cocaine to freebase with $10.
Yeah. No, he had like,
you're probably not even smoking crack at that point.
Yeah. He was.
So who's selling crack?
He had like a pebble.
Where is it? The West Village.
So it's, yeah, some guy came in a car and met him. my friend gave him money. He bought crack. And then so he's hitting crack in front of this like probably $8 million house.
This, but just by the way, this was actually Andrew Cuomo. The Cuomo brothers, they call it the boys' night out.
Yeah, of course.
Where Cuomo goes and sucks dick on the highway.
Right.
Chris goes and then Andrew pretends to be a guy named Randy.
Yep.
Gets his nipples worked.
So then this like
smokes crack.
This
you know, I used to be the governor.
So then this guy's like walking down the street, some neighbor, some rich like gay guy walking his dog. And he's like, you guys can't be out here right now. They're like, the man who lives in this house is a very rude man. He's like, and he's very powerful, and he wouldn't like you guys smoking cigarettes on his porch. And I was like, well, actually, this guy over here is smoking crack on his porch. I was like, I don't know if you want any. We're at this party. This guy's smoking crack here right now. I don't know if you want some of this crack. And then we went back inside, and then the people that own the house are like, yeah, that's a local homeless person that you guys
Randy
let into our home. That I guess he had a cell phone. But they were like women in gowns and stuff.
Randy was just,
we had a rich parents party.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this guy's like a local homeless person. Like, he's like a bullshit artist. Like, we've seen him around the neighborhood.
That's
for years.
That's awesome.
He was like, yeah, we're gonna get the staff to.
And then your girlfriend's like, oh my god, fucked him. No, but this entire night I've been
sucking him off
to be in his movie.
No, there was.
I thought I was going to be an actress, and you did nothing, Adam.
There was this woman
you didn't
there
protect me from his penis.
One of the ladies there, like, she's like, he's a homeless man. She's like, I just gave him my phone number. And then they escorted him out. And then like this rich lady, she's like, I don't know what to do. Randy's calling me right now. He's outside. He wants to go. He wants to come back in. What do I do? She's like, how do you block a phone number? This crackhead is outside calling me.
Oh my god, dude. He got bounced and he started calling this lady.
Okay, here's the punchline. Oh, so I said, like,
fuck.
So I'm like, we were there for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
We're like, we're leaving. So I said bye to like the lady and lord of the house.
Sure.
And I found out who the guy is.
Who Randy is? Or the
No,
the
guy
is?
Who owns the house. He is the grandson of one of the most powerful men in American history. I'm not going to say it on the show because the wife is actually, I think, She's going to be hiring my. Or she was telling.
She
my
She doesn't
friend,
listen to the show. So.
No, but I don't want. I don't.
It's
want,
fine. Don't say it.
No, they could kill people. Like they're like.
So can we.
We yeah. can't kill people like that,
dude. I have a bunch.
I'll say
of
this:
guns.
They have they have started wars.
Yeah, sure.
That's all I'll say. They sure. have started wars.
The Hearst family.
Yeah, the Hearst family. Exactly. Yeah. So
the fucking.
Wait, it is the Hearst family.
The fucking. But what the is Baker? It? Was it Rosebud's?
They've
was
been Rosebud's.
They've been
death.
Tainted yeah. by letting Hardwick hit.
Chris Hardwick yeah. smashed the Hearst.
He did. Yeah. He hit, and now they're.
Is it the yeah. Rothschilds?
The ones powerful.
Hold
Hearst
on,
family.
We'll figure this out. Is it the Rothschilds?
No, it is the Hearst.
No, I'm not going to say who it is.
Is it the Rothschilds?
Maybe it's someone like that.
There's a billion Hearst. There's a bunch of Hearst. It doesn't matter. It's the Hearst family.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
That's
so wait. Say. So this guy's not even Italian?
No, he's Jewish, actually, this guy.
Rocco or
Randy? Yeah, yeah. I found Randy's Instagram and Twitter. And he had one post. I don't want to get this guy. I don't want to get I won't say his last name. But
we got him have him on the show.
We literally should have him
in 2 weeks
show.
When we start doing it at your place again, we'll switch over. He'll be guest number one.
Dude,
I'll email him your address.
The amount of bullshit that Randy... can spew off in like within
we should have I'm not even kidding
sentence.
We should have yeah. Randy on the show
yeah
which you know it's those fucking mainstream media genes just yeah. helping him pump out lies and bullshit it's
honestly
true.
Like I wasn't sure if he was a fancy person he could have just been a rich slob you know
true,
what I mean?
That's true for sure there's
he
plenty
didn't,
of
he didn't like he didn't read as a hobo immediately
yeah
but like within 30 seconds you can tell like this is a pathological liar
right.
And I've just allowed a crack.
That's so fucking funny. Dude, the fact that he was calling that lady.
She's like, he's outside. I gave him my phone number. I didn't know he was homeless.
That's so fucking yeah. good. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, but that guy rocked.
Shout out to fucking Randy.
Shout out to Randy.
I like his fit, too, as you described
Wait,
it.
So is Randy, like, it's short for
horny.
For Randolph, like William Randolph Hearst.
Yeah, Randy was the oligarch, the homeless guy.
It's Randy Rothschild.
Yeah.
What are some other families?
The
could
Oppenheimers,
be?
the
Cheneys,
the Cheneys.
Was it Liz Cheney's house?
Yeah.
Was she
Liz
out there
Cheney's
munching
house?
Box?
Wait, is Patty Hearst his mom?
I get no. Patty Hearst was the child of William Randolph Hearst, or the grandchild.
Was she the one that was in the bank robbery or whatever?
She was kidnapped by the
she's grandchild
family?
Of
Simbanese Liberation Army. I
thought? Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
I think granddaughter.
Yeah. Randy Hearst is
no. It wasn't. Randy was the homeless.
William Randolph Hearst.
William. Randolph
oh, was it Hearst. William Randolph Hearst? Was that who Randy is?
No, yeah. but he William Randolph Hearst had a son named Randy Hearst. Randy Hearst is Patty Hearst's father.
Really?
So there's a kid named after Randy, or after him. Well, we'll get to the bottom.
Are you looking at his Instagram?
Yeah. Look at this caption.
Oh hell yeah!
He looks like Joe DeVito.
He rocks, this guy.
Yeah. Oh no, he doesn't. Now that I have the phone in front of me.
Yeah.
I need a good slut.
It's the caption on one of his Instagrams.
Oh, this guy isn't how I was picturing him at all.
No, that.
He's got like nice glasses.
Yeah, he has nice glasses and stuff. He's like he reads as like maybe he is a
yeah he could pass.
He is a schlubby gross film director.
Mm-hmm.
Confessions awesome. Of a former.
But he's not. He's not. Is he homeless, or is he just like?
I don't know if he is homeless. He's claiming to have a loft across the street and drive a Maserati.
Yeah. Well, here's his LinkedIn.
I found his LinkedIn and his Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think this guy's homeless. I think it's a guy with a job and a LinkedIn.
He could just be a crack addict that hangs out on the street a lot. That's cool, though. We should have him on.
Yeah, I would love to have him on.
Maybe he'll suck our cocks.
Yeah. Get the old Chris Cuomo treatment.
We'll get him on the podcasting casting couch. The podcasting couch.
Yeah. Well, that's
awesome,
very funny.
Bro. Shouts out to fucking Randy.
Fuck, so dude. What else?
I had a nice little weekend with my little brother's turned 30.
What are you doing?
I'm watching his Instagram videos.
It's him getting a haircut, and someone says, "Did you pay for this with stolen money?" That's the only comment.
You pay for this. So maybe he is some kind of scammer.
Yeah, he's like a local scammer.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Who's that, Billy Joel?
There's all of these like weird comments on his Instagram posts.
Like what?
He put his record player and says, "Girl, you'll be a woman soon." And someone says, "Boy, you'll be scamming again soon." You don't gotta be this way, Randy. Be honest and people will treat you better than you think. There are other resources for persons in need, and he responds, "Sucker," to that guy.
Damn, Adam got finessed by this guy so hard.
I don't know, but he just walked in behind us. I mean, we didn't.
You got finessed.
They weren't. I mean,
Adam, you gave him money to buy crack, and
I didn't give him money to buy crack.
And then he fucked your girlfriend.
And then I let him have sex with my girlfriend.
That's your thing. That's your thing, though. Mm-hmm. That was the kind of party it was.
Listen, I was in control of that.
How was the party otherwise, man?
It was. I mean, it was fun. I was fine to get drink free booze.
Yeah,
and I was talking to people that are not part of regular society.
Yeah,
just they're freaks too, you know.
Would you let them use your ass?
Those people
for how much money?
Here's his Twitter, and his bio is: "I love directing film.
I found his Twitter.
The process excites me. Just being involved in the collaborative experience of creating.
Oh, people
are
gonna
find
him. I don't care, honestly. They should find him. Yeah. He had a tweet that I thought was very funny about.
Well, read it.
About black people need to take responsibility.
Jesus.
Stop blaming Trump for your stupid violence.
Oh no. You missed the best tweet. He's retweeting the New York Times. Jeffrey Katzenberg blames pandemic for Quibi's rough start. And Randy responds, "Mr. Katzenberg, please cast me in some of the Quibi shows."
I love him, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. He's trying to jump onto the Quibi ship.
Yeah, yeah. Responding to an article about Quibi's failure.
And it's like he's responding to the New York Times. He's not even adding Jeffrey Katzenberg.
That would rock if he scammed Quibi into thinking he was a director and got $10 million to make a show that never was made. I'm waiting for a casting director.
Oh, great!
I'm waiting for a casting director on Bobby De Niro's next film.
He did like the Looney Tunes censor move where instead of asterisk, it's like fucking percent signs.
Right. Call my iPhone. What's the holdup? I'm the man for the role, lady. Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm still quite pissed off that President Trump hasn't personally called me in response to my application to be a Secret Service.
Oh my God.
Dude, he rocks.
Yeah, this guy's awesome. And he makes some really great points.
Mm-hmm. He makes great points. Yeah, he was at the party. He has a phone and he was just filming people at the party. just people talking. I want to see the video of that. Good for him.
You should text him.
Or not to be.
Is this him?
Mm-hmm.
That is the question.
Oh, hell yeah.
Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and the arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles.
He's reading it, dude.
He's reading it.
And by opposing, end them. to die.
So this is him doing Hamlet, I guess.
Yeah.
But you can see in the reflection in his glasses that he's just reading this off of his laptop.
Yeah, he's pretending to be pensive about it.
Well, he dramatically took off his glasses in the beginning and then realized he'd need them, so he put them
he
right
put
back
them immediately back on.
Asleep? No more. And by asleep, to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to.
It's like, I guess it's supposed to be like either a transatlantic or British accent. So, you know, it starts off with to be or not to be. And he's like, what, we got a fucking heartache?
I got to say, he's got a deeper voice than I thought.
He's got a nice, like,
he's got
tone
a nice
of voice.
Yeah.
Well, crack will do that.
Timber.
Yeah, you fucking dry your shit out with crack cocaine for 20 years.
Yeah. Really? It'll give you a sexy voice?
Yeah, he sounds like the back of a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah, dude. He's got some flavor.
'Tis a consummation, devoutly to be wished. To die. To sleep. To sleep. Perchance to dream.
Look over.
Aye. That's the rub. For in that sleep of death.
I mean, this is
this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is really fun.
Imagine you went to go see Shakespeare, something you're already pretending to enjoy.
Yeah.
And this fucking asshole is drawing out this speech everyone's heard a billion fucking times.
Yeah.
These unnecessary pregnant pauses.
Well, he's just reading.
I know. But, I mean, I'm sure this man can read faster than that.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't be so sure.
Dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil.
Mortal coil.
Must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of soul long life.
Dude, the hand gestures.
The hands are awesome. He's twitching. What was that posted
as?
He's doing,
what's that?
What did he put? What was the caption?
It's just on YouTube. Hamlet, Randy Gottlieb.
Oh, it was on YouTube.
Yeah. One subscriber. Let's see if he's got other videos. Sock commercial audition.
The moment you put them on, you know there's something different. This is no ordinary sock. This is something different.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude. Respect.
Sock audition selfie number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got a lot of sock
commercial?
So, yes.
I really love the socks that I'm wearing. These are great. They're Joseph A. Bank. They're nice and comfortable. They slide on. Nothing funny about it. These are great socks. Hire me for the job.
Hire me for the job. For who? Who are you talking to? Joseph A. Bank.
This one? IMG1243.
I'm too old to do it myself, but if you want to find this guy and send him prompts for commercial auditions and see if they end up on the, I won't have a problem with it. Whatever type of.
What's this one?
This is the best, because here's the thing. It's like, this is the best kind of rich person.
He's not rich,
he's not
bro.
Rich.
He's homeless.
He's a scammer. No, I think he has a house. It looks like from the videos.
The Hearst family has so much money. There's no way this guy.
He's not a Hearst.
That was a joke.
He's a guy from the street. That was a joke.
He just was a guy who was smoking crack.
No, we were at a rich guy's house, and then a crackhead from the
snuck
street
in,
followed us in. He's not a Hearst.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy named Randy Gottlieb that we met on the street. Who presented himself as a filmmaker, and then once he was inside, I looked him up on IMDb.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't realize we were just laughing at like some crackhead homeless person.
No, he's like a scam artist.
I thought it was a Hearst heir.
No, this was
like a Hunter Biden situation.
No, that
would have been awesome.
I feel a little bit bad, but we've already started the process.
No, I still think we should maybe
when
potentially
I
have
started
him on the show.
When I started,
I still think we should have him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do different auditions for things.
Yeah, to run through some stuff. He's got a great voice.
He does have a great voice.
I really love the socks that I'm...
There's nothing funny about it. They're really great socks.
The moment you put them on...
Take your glasses off.
You know you're wearing something different. This is not just an ordinary sock.
How many more... Let me see if I've watched all the sock commercials. Yeah, I think that's it. There's one other one here.
Great track.
And he loves taking,
his glasses off.
He loves Neil Diamond.
On the dreams and on the shores, they come to America. They've been traveling far. We found our home. Free, only one looking free.
Yeah, he sounds like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he's got a really nice timbre.
Yeah, he's a hot guy. So check him out.
Check out Randy Gottlieb. Let's get him famous.
Don't harass him. Yeah, if he were a Hearst heir, go for it.
But
yeah,
honestly, any attention he'll get, he won't consider. I mean, he just wants to be famous, clearly.
But still, don't
be mean to him.
Yeah, don't do exactly what. Look, if you get this guy, don't exploit him on your podcast that gets a 250,000 downloads a week by laughing at all of his videos and directing people to not harass him. Don't do that.
Don't do what we just.
Unless. It turns out he is a Hearst heir.
I don't think he's an heir to a Hearst.
Or you heard the first part of the show when we misunderstood and thought he was.
Nick
and you already started the process of harassing him.
Right.
And it can't be taken back. Mm-hmm. At which point all you have to say is, you know what makes, have you seen that video? There's like a, it's like a, I don't know, like a, either a BLM or Antifa protest or something. And just some Asian guy in a suit walks by and these people are like, fuck you, fascist. And he's like, hey, why'd you say that to me?
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, he's like, do you think I'm Andy? No. And it's just like some white girls. And they're like, well, if you weren't, you wouldn't be, you know, and he's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
He's like, you're just fucking racist.
That's
and you think
awesome.
I'm Andy, no? And then they're still trying to argue
of
with
course.
Him. And tell him that, find a way to be right and tell him that he is Andy. No.
Right. Respect.
Yeah.
Big respect. Mm-hmm. Well, check that guy out. Check us out. Funny Moms is coming back.
Yes, it is.
Tickets are already on sale by the time you're hearing this. Oh, shit, it's in like, I guess a week from when this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
First Funny Moms.
I got a special gift.
Okay, why?
Who are you?
Why the middle finger?
What's your name?
Who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
Why? Okay.
Hey, why are you
Do you
here?
Think that I'm Andy No? Is that what you're thinking?
No, you
racist cunts? Would you like to see my face?
Sure.
But I'm fucking sick of this. This is the second time this has happened to me, the third time this has happened to me at protest.
Yeah.
Like you're doing it intentionally then.
You're doing it intentionally?
Andy, what's wrong?
Yeah, just be proud.
No, no, I'm super proud that I'm not Andy. Well, but I'm really irritated that you cunts stand here and put your middle fingers in my fucking face. You're a bunch of racist cunts and you gotta stop. Think about why you're here. Think about why you're here.
If you're not Andy, then you wouldn't be antagonizing. You know exactly.
If you're not Andy, you wouldn't be antagonizing me.
Exactly. Fucking piece of shit.
I don't think your argument has internal validity.
Hold on. There's no logic.
Oh my
There's
god.
There's no logic.
I don't think your argument has any fucking
Shut
dickhead.
Up, idiots.
Yeah. White women really need to go in the garbage.
Amen, you know? Brother.
What's the I wish I had a toilet flush noise.
Oh, we need one of those.
White women. Yeah. Garbage disposal. I would really love to chop white women up into a bunch of pieces and put them in the garbage.
Well, I don't know. I think it works better as a metaphor.
Just garbage disposal noise. Let's get that going on the soundboard here. There we go. Thank you, autistic. Thank God for autistic people.
Mm-hmm.
That you can type
that
in.
They put that in YouTube.
And a guy named Stephen Lavimonier has an account with just garbage disposals making load noise. That's a different noise, but...
not the right noise.
That's a steal.
This is the only one that I like.
All right. Well, folks, if you enjoy the show, maybe check out some of our sister shows, like the Face the Reality Instagram Live show produced by Jessica.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a plant by the Cuomos and the CIA.
Yeah. and that's it, I guess.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Bye.